Wednesday, May 5th. The day except the open hour at noon, but the president did a good job of, yep, with a number of meetings. Quite a few items on the economy. Option paper that Peterson had put in on the sugar problem. When I sent it in, there were five options, and the whole thing was very confused. Worked it out with either Conley or Harlow, and figure as strictly a domestic problem. Those are the two to get in on. He also felt he should have done better on the economy options and people that matter. Then turned into a session on the Mark and German gold problem. Audrey had meetings for next week, but he ended up then having a planned Audrey had meeting late this afternoon, their request, but they then canceled it at the last minute because they couldn't decide on what they would do. So that we were over in the business company, top level speakers down to it. And made the point to Flanagan that he wanted him to take complete charge of the drought handling in Texas because we aren't getting enough mileage out of what we are doing, and we're not doing enough to begin with. John Tower was in during the open hour and hit him afterward on this, as well as the problem of the LBJ library dedication, which we worked out later this afternoon also. The demonstration still is a major item, and the concern now is that is the charges of repression, which keep bouncing up on the basis of the unconstitutional arrest. President wants to be sure we don't back off of the hard line, that we stay firm and get credit for it, put out the story of the example we've set for universities and other cities and so forth, but not be defensive. He talked to Chief Wilson's wife, because today's their anniversary, and so the president called her to tell her what a good job the chief was doing. In the afternoon, he had several meetings that he had me sit in, the first with Flanagan and Weinberger, for the purpose of putting the heat on them regarding allocation of funds to the key states. He gave them very specific ideas, California if possible, and to other key states if not California. Anything we do on the blue day, we have to. He made it clear that they're not to inform Cranston or Tunney of any of these, that they're the guy to have in the tent. We're to make sure that we really stay on. Then he had a meeting with Ford, Ahrens, and John Hitler, all to discuss Connolly's idea of the new coalition of the Republican House leadership with the Connolly firmly feels this can be done, and Ford, the president, so they're supposed to go ahead on that. Ford then questioned the SST and pointed out that the Eaton bill comes up on Tuesday or Wednesday week with a $90 million item for the he plans to amend that to state the $270 million for carrying out the project. The congressmen were also concerned about the upcoming rates and material for that, too. the reinstating the SST, and obviously to do it. He talked later about that. Apparently he's very enthused for it too. If we get through the House to work out a way to turn some of the senators